This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. This data can be used by researchers, scientists, and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPR&D, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of the six divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing tasks and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by the Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of new criminal laws. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a high-level review of ISRO's major upcoming space missions, including India's first uncrewed orbital mission under Gaganyaan. In addition to two GSLV missions, a commercial launch of LVM-3 and ISRO-NASA collaboration on the synthetic aperture radar, NISAR satellite, are scheduled this year. The minister was joined alongside the outgoing ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath, his successor Dr. V. Narayanan, and other senior officials. During the review meeting, Dr. Singh lauded ISRO's efforts in fostering innovation and advancing India's position as a space-faring nation. Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from 13 January to 26 February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be a combination of faith and modernity. Briefing media in Prayagraj last evening after taking stock of the preparations for Mahakumbh, he said, all preparations have been completed for a safe and secure stay of pilgrims in Prayagraj. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day Parade this year. These guests include sarpanchs, disaster relief workers, best performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from the northeastern states, and best startups. The inferno sweeping Los Angeles, the entertainment capital of the US, has leapt into Hollywood Hills, endangering fabled landmarks in the area yesterday. Nearly 150,000 people were under evacuation orders last night as the fires burned down 7,000 hectares, killed at least 5 people and destroyed over 1,000 buildings. In the Men's Hockey India League, Vedant Kalinga Lancers defeated Team Gonasika 2-1 in Rourkela, Odisha. Lancers captain Aaron Zalewski scored the decisive second goal, giving him his team the lead, while Antoine Kina equalized with the first goal. Earlier, Gonasika's S.V. Sunil scored the opening goal of the match. Antoine Kina was named player of the match. With their second consecutive victory, the Lancers have climbed to third place in the points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.